rain. That is something that us English people are very familiar with. Rain in the summer, rain in the autumn, rain in the winter. It rains. That is what happens in this country with the weather. And that is why so many people grumble about it, and we do grumble about it. But before I get into that a little bit more, I just want to say this podcast isn't one of your polished ones, isn't one of your professional ones, and it's not even scripted. Not in the slot. I've written nothing down. I've just been thinking about this a little bit. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to have my say as a normal, common layman, right? And I just want us to think about rain for a minute, because it is something that really irritates us as well. I mean, English people get irritated quite a lot, to be fair. We love a moan. Doesn't mean we're unhappy. We just love a moan. In fact, moaning actually makes a lot of us happy. You know, we moan, we take the piss out of each other. But when it comes to the rain, oh, people turn savage, don't they? They turn absolutely savage. If you look at the city boys working down London, down the Big Smoke, right? They go there, they've got a bit of gear on their hair, making it look all nice. Some have got their little side partings over. I don't know what they use nowadays. They used to use Brill Cream. They use probably like fish or, you know, something like that now. Or there's one called Mojo. It's quite nice. I use a bit of that gear on my hand every now and again. But anyway, these boys are down the city, right? They've got the gear on their hair and it's raining. If they haven't got their umbrella, all their hair is going to start going floppy, letting out that like sappy white sort of stuff that runs out of the air. Unless, of course, they've got an umbrella which they've popped out from the door of their Rolls Royce. But a lot of the time, you know, they're not happy. Their hair's floppy. It's not been a great morning. Also, as well, their suit. If they've got a light suit, if you've got a blue suit or a black suit on, well, that'd be days, you know? You ain't got to worry about that muddy water kicking up on the back of your suit and making you look like a bit of a tramp. If you've got a grey suit on, like a Boss or Emporio Armani, £800, £900 suit, something like that, you get all that crap that kicks up on the back of your trousers and you get in and you've got to wait for it to dry and then brush it off, and then you've still got the little water stains on your suit, then you've got to go and have it dry clean. That's going to cost you about 50 nut. Do you know what I mean? And you can see why people get annoyed with it. And even if you've got a dark suit on, it's probably going to happen that you're walking along, you step off a curb, you go straight in a puddle, bang, your socks are wet. Yeah, your shoes are all soaked. Your leather's starting to go a bit wrinkly from the water. You're not happy about it. And then you've got to sit in the office smelling like a wet dog for the whole day because of the rain. So people don't like it. You know, it's one of those things. But let's just have another look at it, right? A lot of people I'm hearing, they're saying that oil and money or information, that's the newest one I read on the news the other day, is the most sought after thing in the world. I was going to say commodity, but the most sought after thing in the world. What, information? Oil? No, it's water. That is the most important thing in the world. Water. So important, like you wouldn't even believe. Yeah, of course there's billionaires in the world. Oh, Jeff Bezos of Amazon. What's he got? 111 billion, I think. 111 billion, right? If you had £1 billion in your account, you could spend £200,000 a day every day of the year, and by the end of the year you'd have 1.5 billion. Go figure. You're spending 60 million a year, right? And you're still getting richer. This is, he's got 111 of the bastards. That's fucking obscene. That bloke could end world poverty, and I'll tell you what, he could absolutely end world shortage, and he'd still have a bit of change in his pocket to buy some goose this Christmas. He's mental kind of money. But the fact of the matter is, there ain't. You look at Africa, right? Lots of parts of Africa, even other parts of the world as well, where there's serious droughts. Is Africa booming like the UK? No. What do you think that is? But what? Because of the oil, and because of water. That's the fundamental thing. It's the water. It is the fundamental thing. Because all these, it's okay to have loads of money. Yeah, it's good to have loads of money. You can do lots with it. However, you take away water from it, dead. Jeff Bezos, mate, dead. Bill Gates, dead. Yeah? Richard Branson, fucking well dead, mate. The trees, the animals, every worm, every goat, every tree, every blade of grass, dead. Me, you, your children, your nan if she's still alive, dead. They're all dead. Water is the single most important thing on this earth. It isn't money, right? It is all the material stuff you get. It ain't your iPhone. It's not your iPad. It's not being locked onto Snapchat or Facebook, scrolling through the endless posts and looking at other people's life, almost in a kind of, a bit of a jealous way. You know, you look at people doing so well. Oh, God, look, look. And then look at me. Oh, so many people do it. And why'd you post up a picture of your dinner? You post up a picture of your dinner to get fucking likes on it. Or you post up a picture of how wonderful and amazing your children are. Oh, my God, my kids are the best kids in the whole wide world. Well, they're not. That's just your own perception of it because you're a good parent. Or you're not a good parent. You're actually a bad parent and you're trying to make your life look a little bit better. We're straying from the subject. Let's go back to water. But that is why... So when the rain is bucketing it down and you see the puddles and stuff and you see the grass all soggy and you're walking across the grass and your shoes are getting muddy and your suit's getting messed up and everything as well, all that water is seeping through into the underground reservoirs, which is keeping our country prosperous. And that is actually the bottom line, you know. I remember my dad always turning around and saying to me, boy, this the rain's good for the garden. Yeah, it's good for the garden, and it's good for us humans as well. It's very good for us humans. It's very important for us humans. You know, what is it you can last? You can last like weeks without food. You try that without water, all right, or without any liquid going into your body. Did you know that your body is actually like 60% water, right? Even if you look at bones, now they're pretty hard. You look at a bone, you think there's not much water in there. 30%. Your bones are 30% water. So it's quite important because your body's made up of it. So when it's raining next time, all right, and you're walking along and you got a bit of gear running down your face because of the rain, just stop and think for a second. Do you know what? It's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the rain. I would say praise Lord. That's what hallelujah means. I don't really believe in all that. In fact, I don't believe in it at all. Not don't really. Don't. But praise it. Praise the rain. Be thankful for the rain. If there is one Lord in this world, it's the water. It's the rain. So don't take it for granted. Every time you go for a tap, and you turn it on, you think of those little kids over in Africa who've got to walk about 5-10 miles to some dirty little puddle that they've got to use for brushing their teeth. They probably don't brush their teeth because they haven't got toothbrushes. But, you know, clean themselves, make their drinks and their food. You go and get like a little drink, a little cup of tea, and you come out having a little bit of Ebola. Yeah, that's what they've got to look forward to, those kids out there. When you go to a tap and you turn it on, yeah, it's probably got a bit of fluoride in it, which suppresses your pineal gland. That's a different podcast altogether. But it keeps you alive, and it keeps you alive longer than most other people in this world because we're prosperous over here because of the rain. It's not because of money or billionaires. It is purely down to the rain. So again, be thankful for it. Stop your fucking grumbling. Well, don't stop your grumbling if you're English, because that's what makes us English. But you know what I mean. You know what I'm trying to say. And, yeah, if you think this podcast is sounding a bit rough and a bit ready and a bit unprofessional, that's because it is. And that's because I wanted it to sound like that. And if you don't want to listen to any more of my podcasts, then don't. But there's going to be a few more little ones like this. So, yeah, be happy and have a wonderful day and embrace the rain. Go outside with your mouth open. Catch some raindrops in your mouth. Swallow it down your dry throat. And, yeah. Merry Christmas.